wrestlers, fans, and families. Welcome to the ONU podcast, your backdoor pass to the ONU wrestling team. We hope you enjoy meeting the team and learning about how we run our program and the kids we recruit. Come see what we mean when we say, we recruit kids who want to see how good they can become. This year's host, Coach McClay, will be posting podcast episodes weekly wherever you listen to them. But for now, please enjoy the show.
So, if you wouldn't mind, can we start with your name? Name, major, and year.
All right. I'm Adam Myers. My major is political science, and I am a freshman.
Okay. So, political science. Why political science?
Just in high school, that was one of my kind of side project passions that I really enjoyed. Keeping updated on politics, because obviously the last couple of years there's been a lot of crazy stuff going on. So and then when I came here and met with Dr. Alexander, he really sold me on the program and the school as a whole.
What was he saying?
He just talked about a lot of the opportunities you get with the program, talking about how successful a lot of his students were, talking about himself. It kind of sounds like he was bragging, and he was in a way, but he was also kind of humble about it. I mean, the guy has written books, he's written articles and stuff on the Electoral College for CNN. So he's published quite a bit of stuff, and so have his students.
Okay, so you just figured he was a man with a plan, and you kind of want to be a part of it. All right. Now, what do you plan on doing with this major?
So I actually just enrolled in the 3+3 pre-law program. So with that major, I'm hoping to get done in 3 years with that, with the 3+3 program, and then go through law school for 3 years. So that's my plan.
Okay, so where are you going to go to law school then?
Probably the one right here on campus.
Okay, so your 3+3 is still going to be here?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, for people who don't understand what that is, I mean, it sounds pretty simple, but just make sure everyone's on the same page. Could you explain?
So the way the 3+3 works is your first 3 years, you're completing your bachelor's, whereas normally you would do it in four. So that way you can get in and out into law school, technically your fourth year of college. And that gets you in 6 years rather than 7 years. So obviously it saves time and money.
Yeah, a whole year of school you don't got to do.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
And I came in with a two-year degree from high school, so I'm hoping to knock off maybe another year or so. So we'll see.
So where are you? You're a freshman, but are you technically a sophomore?
Technically, my classification's a junior.
Oh.
Yeah.
You skip freshman and sophomore.
Pretty much.
So is it still a 3+3 for you? Is it a 1+2 or something?
It might be a 1+2, might be a 2+3. I don't know. It just kind of depends on the way the scheduling works out.
Okay, but sounds like you've been doing a lot of, been working towards the same goal for a while. So you knew this was your path in high school, right? Now, are your parents political major people?
No, not at all. Politics and religion were the two topics in the house that we were never allowed to talk about. So,
okay.
My dad's an engineer, and my mom works at Springfield City Schools as their EMIS coordinator, so.
So we have someone who's really good with numbers and smart, and someone who loves to teach and help people. And then we got someone who's just out there to see how messed up the world is.
Pretty much.
I like it. Now, where did you come from? Where are you from?
So I'm from Springfield, Ohio, which is about halfway between Dayton and Columbus.
Okay, and that's a smaller school, right?
So I came from, so I went to the STEM school that was in downtown Springfield. And that kind of pulled from all of the county schools. It was an ag-based STEM school. So I think we had about 100 kids in our graduating class. I think Springfield City Schools is obviously way bigger. They probably had a couple hundred. But, yeah.
Okay, so tell me about your wrestling team then. Where'd you come from?
So I wrestled for Shawnee, Springfield Shawnee, because that was my district residency, because the STEM school wasn't allowed to have sports. I mean, we were a smaller team. We could never fill every single weight class. My senior year, we probably had the most, but it was primarily a lot of underclassmen. So I was definitely in that leadership role, along with my fellow captain and drill partner who's actually now wrestling at BW.
Can I give him a shout out?
Jack Kane.
We're coming for you, Jack. We're coming for you.
But yeah, we worked hard. My coach definitely pushed us a lot. He was a Marine, mm-hmm. so he definitely helped us out with the mental aspect of wrestling.
Well, tell me about your wrestling coach. What was he like as far as his coaching staff?
He was everybody's kind of father figure and best friend until he didn't need to be. And when he needed to change the tempo in the room or change the mindset in the room, he could do that with a snap of a finger. Very supportive guy. I spent a lot of time with him in and out of the room. And he really helped me grow as not only a person, not only as a wrestler, but also as a person.
Okay. Now, obviously, we can't compare to your high school coach. He's had you for years.
Yeah.
But with a few weeks you've been here on campus with us, wrestling on our mats and, you know, going through our practices, how do you think we compare to your coach?
Obviously, your guys' technique is out of this world and are way better than anything I've ever been exposed to. But I really like the mentality in the room. It's very high paced. I love the fact that pretty much every guy in the room is there to wrestle. He's not just there because he's doing a sport for football or something like that. Mm-hmm. Everybody that's in there is serious and can push me.
Everyone there is a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I came from a school that didn't have much of a wrestling program either.
Yeah.
And my practices look like I'd wrestle with our head coach, and he was the only one that could keep up with me.
Yeah.
We'd go a couple takedowns each drill, and then he would have to stop to show the rest of the team how to do the drill. I'd be in the corner doing push-ups and sit-ups,
yep.
you know, just getting my reps in. I could do more sit-ups than anyone else for a while.
Yeah.
But I feel that once you have a team behind you, it's a lot easier to jump, leap, and balance, bro.
Yeah.
So what are your goals for the season, then?
My goals are to earn a starting spot and just win matches.
Yeah.
Get better.
So we're going to change that goal to try your hardest.
Try my hardest.
As tacky as it sounds, there is a method to my madness. If you say you want, if your goal is to win a match or win however many matches, that's something you can't control.
Right.
You could train every day harder than Jordan Burroughs, and you might actually just face Jordan Burroughs, you know? You can't control if you win, but you can always control if you improve and try. I like to tell people, if you train to be a state champ every day, what happens when you lose that one match and you can't be that state champ? Are you going to keep wrestling your hardest? Are you going to be broke? Are you going to be that guy that does a semi-slide all the way to the eighth place?
Right.
So try your hardest. I honestly don't care if you win. Obviously, I want you to.
Mm-hmm.
I want everyone to win. But as long as you improve and as only focus of the day is improving, everything else will fall in place. That's my big advice to you. Especially if you get in your head a lot. Mm-hmm. I used to get in my head a lot. And if you're always talking about yourself and getting nervous and this and that, and just say like, well, it doesn't matter what happens, I just need to get better, and it makes everything so much simpler.
Right.
Then it clues for people who are about to tech fall. If you're about to tech fall, I don't want you to tech fall. I want you to get better. Figure out something different to do. But that's my two cents as a coach. What's your hardest class right now?
Hardest class is probably my philosophy of law class. There's just a lot of reading in that class, a lot of note-taking that you need to do outside of class, so you just kind of have to be proactive. The homeworks are a little more difficult, and the papers are a little more difficult, so you just got to make sure you're setting the time aside outside of class to make sure you're getting the things done you need to get done.
Okay. And what makes the class hard? Just the notes, or is it the...
Just the amount of time that goes into it, one, and just the broad concepts. Every day we're talking about a different court case or a different paper in mm-hmm. that class. So if you come unprepared, everybody's going to know it because you're going to make a fool of yourself in front of the whole class.
Mm.
So you just got to make sure you understand the big concepts of that class walking in.
Okay. Now, what's your favorite class right now?
Favorite class is probably Intro to American Politics with Dr. Alexander. He's just a fantastic teacher.
Is it the class or the teacher that makes it?
Mostly the teacher. I mean, obviously, I enjoy the class. That's basically my major.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a He's a fantastic teacher.
Is he just real animated?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be to teach law, man. Mm-hmm. It's hard to teach law and not be animated and keep a class going. Have you thought about internships yet? I know it's kind of early for most, but considering you're technically a junior, have you thought about internships
yet? I've thought about them. I definitely have to figure something out that works around wrestling season. Because I'm basically there and at that point where I should probably start looking for them. I wasn't entirely prepared to start looking for them, but...
You got time. You don't have to rush, but you should probably get on it because you are a junior technically.
Right.
Most of our kids on the team are doing their internships over the summer.
Mm.
That's probably going to be the easiest thing for you. If you want, you could probably find some time in the school year. But again, that's probably going to be hard with school and wrestling.
Right.
And then everything else we do, like the soccer things and all that. What's your impression of our wrestling room? Slash your partners you're joining. You don't have to name no names, but like, what's your general impression of our team?
It's laid back when it needs to be, and it's intense when it needs to be. Obviously, Coach Beachler's been doing this for many, many years.
He's been at the school longer than I've been alive.
So that's true. So he definitely knows how to command the room, and Kyle's kind of an extension of him. The upperclassmen obviously have been through it a lot more than the freshmen, but I think we're starting to pick it up. You know, it's very serious, but at the same time, it's not so serious that you hate being there. I mean, everybody on the team's your friend. There's no bullies on the team. There's nobody that's... Obviously, there's people that are ridiculously good, but they don't just beat you up so you don't get anything out of it. I mean, they'll beat you up to prove a point if they need to, but they're doing it to make us better. And that's really just my main takeaway from the room is everything is to make us better, whether it's the technique practices or the really hard drill live practices or the conditioning, you know, the 10-mile run we did, it's all to make us better. And whether it's our technique or our endurance, strength, and even mental ability, it's all to make us better wrestlers.
Yeah, facts. Now, you guys just had your first hard practice the other day, correct? Now, tell me what that was like, because we've so far been doing light technique, you know, going through the motions, you know, just making sure the details are right. But yesterday was the first day that we didn't really teach technique. We were just like, here's this thing, like, hit it hard, fast.
Right.
So yeah, what was that like for you guys? Were you prepared?
I was prepared. It was definitely one of the harder practices that I've ever been in. I mean, I've had practices similar to that in high school. It's hard to get something like that in high school, though, because, like I said earlier, everybody in that room is good and can push you.
In high school, you only had that two kids.
High school, you have maybe two studs and the coaches that can push you.
And
coaches, no offense, they get tired because they're not in shape.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I get tired in that room. you go to sideline, just gasping.
There was definitely a lot of complaining in the locker room after that day, but...
I wish I would have came in that locker room.
I was bouncing off the walls. I mean, my body was dead tired, but after running all those sprints and the timed mile, everybody was just complaining, and I was like, man, that was fun. And I'm like, I can't wait to get back at it.
Yeah, we're probably going to do that again. Maybe not today. Maybe we will. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Still deciding, but we will do that one again. I like that practice.
Yeah.
So who's your roommate right now?
Austin Smith.
Okay, can you describe like the dorm situation for maybe a high school senior that doesn't understand how dorms work?
So the way it works is you're in a tiny room with another guy. You each get a desk and a bed. You can loft the bed like we have it to try and make more space and put the desks under it. I mean, if you keep your side of the dorm clean and your roommate keeps his side of the dorm room clean, it's not so bad. I'm fortunate enough to have a roommate that cleans up after himself pretty well.
Who is that?
Austin.
Oh, you literally just said it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I like to think that I do too. So our room, you know, it doesn't have old food boxes and stuff in it, stinking it up. It's pretty nice. We also have John Brady in the room next to us. So he's always coming over and we're always just kind of screwing around.
Yeah, just saying hi. What's up, guys?
Bathroom situations are everybody shares a communal bathroom outside in your hallway.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that ours was one of the gross ones, and then I went to the other floors and looked at theirs, and I'm like, oh, ours is actually pretty nice. So you might get unlucky with that, but yeah, we're pretty, we've made friends with a lot of the people in our hallway. So like late at night, if they're out partying and stuff or just screwing around in the hallway, we feel comfortable enough to go out and tell them, hey, we're trying to sleep in here. So.
Well, that's actually huge.
Yeah, it's definitely a good idea.
That's not normal. I mean, when I say normal,
people.
That doesn't happen frequently.
Yeah.
So consider yourself blessed, because a lot of people be like, no, I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you like dorm life? Is it scary, crazy? Is it like the movies, boring, different?
It's definitely an adjustment, especially if you're a kid who never really had to share with a lot of siblings. I only had my older sister to share bathrooms stuff with.
Older sister, besides the makeup on the counter, it's probably clean.
Yeah, so, I mean, it can be an adjustment. I didn't really have any issues with it. Biggest annoyance is waiting for showers or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just gotta get up quick.
Yeah.
If you know everyone gets up for that 9 a.m., you gotta get up at 8:25. Those 5 minutes will get you that shower every time.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not bad. As long as you, I know a lot of guys have issues with it that are really homesick. Whether it's the fact that they can't go home because they live so far away, or they're constantly going home, so they're constantly missing it. Whatever it may be, but it can be hard on some people, but I adjusted to it pretty well.
Yeah. And freshmen, I generally know how it's going, like, first few weeks of the year.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I'm kind of upset, and then I got to figure that out. Where it's like, you know, this year's going to be great.
Yep.
So I'm glad you're on that side.
Yep.
Now, another thing we do on the podcast is we talk about a little big tip. So a little big tip is something like isn't necessarily important for your success in college, but, you know, it's kind of important for your daily living. So mine has always been you get a full-size trash can. And if you get a half-size one, it's just too little. But this year, I'm switching it up. I'm going to tell everyone to get a power strip. Those are like little six-outlet things that turn one outlet into six. Just because you only, at most, you have two outlets to work with. Most kids have a cell phone, a laptop, a TV, and a game system. That's four outlets right there. So do you by chance have any like small things you recognized in college where you're like, yeah, this kind of helps my daily life. I wish someone would have told me about it a little sooner. Has anything come across to you like that?
Command hooks. Get a bunch of them, bunch of different sizes. It's nice to hang stuff. I started out, I had a bunch of them, and I didn't really know what to use them for. And I quickly found out that I needed to hang up my towels after showering rather than throw them in the laundry bin, because that's a terrible idea. They start smelling up the room.
Yep, wet towels are nice.
So yeah, there's not really anywhere that you can hang stuff in the room.
No.
So you just need to make sure you come prepared with those. I've got two on my closet that I hang towels on.
That's a good point. And command strips, they're the best for sure. That's brand name A1.
Yep.
But if you have things that aren't 5 pounds, you don't want to spend $20 to get the hooks. You can always go to the dollar store and get the cheap ones as well. Those work pretty well for like necklaces and stuff, lighter items you want with it. But I agree with you. It's actually really hard to decorate your dorm room and make it not look like a jail cell. Just because the walls are like brick or something.
Right.
I don't know. You can't put a hole in them.
Right.
When I was in college, we actually took rope and we tied it at the top of our window blinds. And then we would tie the other end to the top of the closet and it made it like a rope across the top. And that's how we hung stuff.
Gotcha.
And we used a boatload of duct tape and I hung my TV from the wall. Yeah, that's we had a TV on the wall. That's what we play our games on. But yeah, it was an engineering project. You just seen it, man. There was triangles and lines going everywhere, tape going up and down, left and right. It was cool.
Yeah, but get your command strips, guys.
Now, you got a chance to meet the team, meet the coaches, meet pretty much everyone that's important for us. what are some characteristics of like the wrestlers we choose? Like, when you think of a stereotype we're looking for, what do you think that is?
I feel like everybody's there for the team.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 42 guys and not 42 weight classes to fill.
Right.
So I think there's definitely people there who realize, you know, this year might not be my year to start.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nobody there that's like, oh, I'm not going to start, so I'm just not going to try. I'm just going to go through the motions. Everybody's there to not only make themselves better, but to help the team.
Mm-hmm.
I think the freshmen are just starting to kind of figure that out, but there's a couple upperclassmen that have really kind of preached that mantra of do what's best for the team.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Now,
as an individual, what kind of coaching style do you like? Like, do you like the coach quiet yesterday and just screaming in people's ears? Or do you like the more laid-back approach when we're not screaming in ears?
I think a healthy mix of both is best.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to have the laid-back technique. You always need that. But I think every now and then you need a drill sergeant
right.
screaming in your
ears. I agree.
100%.
So it's a carrot and a stick approach.
Yeah,
that's what we were going for yesterday. Yeah. I started passing out bags of ice. Not bags of ice, but little handfuls of ice to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the carrot and a stick. Is there any things you feel like us as coaches should improve to help you? Obviously, you're not going to tell us we're bad at our job, but like, is there anything we could do a little bit better?
Not really. Not that I know of.
Not right now?
There's been a couple times where there's been a little bit of lack of information on certain stuff, but
mm-hmm.
we always figure it out, and there's always upperclassmen to kind of help the freshmen along, tell us what we need to do. So I'd say that kind of covers up for that anyway. So,
are you happy where you're at?
Mm-hmm.
So not necessarily at ONU. I mean, you're kind of stuck here right now for at least a year. But like where you're at progress-wise, does that make sense?
Yeah.
In a less literal sense.
I'm happy where I'm at. I know I have many flaws and I have a lot of stuff that I can get better, but I feel like I am improving already. Mm-hmm. So.
And you see it already?
Mm-hmm.
What's really crazy is the first time a freshman goes back to his old high school and just manhandles people that were giving him troubles like
yep.
a half a year before. Man, that's crazy. Watch the winter break when you go home, go back to your high school,
mm-hmm.
and you'll manhandle like half your team even easier than you did before.
Yep.
Coach, whoever it was that was giving you problems, you'll get them. Could you do me a favor and sign us off, Polar Bears on the Hunt?
Yep. Polar Bears on the Hunt.
But you got to say it with feeling.
With feeling?
Yeah.
Like I'm breaking it out or?
Oh, you can just, I mean, you can yell it if you want, but you can't whisper it.
Can't whisper?
No, you can't whisper it.
All right. This is Adam Myers and Polar Bears on the Hunt.